This is Talking Business. Well, joining me now is Alan Greenstein, who's the CEO and co-founder of a business called Zagger. G'day, Alan.
G'day, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, Zagger is a lender, a marketplace lender, of which there has been a flourishing in recent times of various sorts. Tell us, firstly, when did Zagger begin? How old is it?
Yes, thanks, Alan. Zagger began operationally in Australia in June, July last year, 2017, after we built the systems up for about a year. But it's been operating in a slightly different guise in New Zealand since around 2015.
And how big did it get in New Zealand? How much was on the platform?
The New Zealand platform is very, very different to the Australian platform because of regulation in the two countries. So in New Zealand, you're restricted to the size of loans you can write and the number of investors you can take. Whereas in Australia, once you're licensed for sophisticated or wholesale investors, then the numbers are much bigger. So in effect, the Australian business can write one loan which dwarfs the New Zealand business from a loan point of view. But from a platform point of view, we operate off exactly the same platform and back end.
Right, but you want to tell us how big it is?
Oh, sure. Well,
I get that it's not entirely kind of complicable and, you know, all that.
Yeah, I can't speak authoritatively about the New Zealand business, but the New Zealand business is somewhere around 10 million New Zealand dollars in terms of lending originations.
And how much have you lent in Australia since starting up last year?
Almost four times that,
right. And as I understand it, the key difference, or one of the key differences, is with other businesses like yours, is that all the loans are secured by First Mortgage.
Yeah, we certainly like to think of that as one of the principal key differences, that every one of our loans is secured by a First Mortgage over real property. One of the other differences is that we also have a very robust platform which underpins the entire process, both on an investor side and a borrower side.
And what does a robust platform mean?
A robust platform means that we have an entire loan management system which handles both the borrower side of the application process as well as the investor side. We also have an algorithm that matches the risk profile of an investor to the creditworthiness of a specific loan. So we don't simply put the deals up there for auction to let people go and get them. We actually point the right deal to the right investor. And thirdly, we have a huge amount of compliance that is been built around the process, because we're licensed by ASIC both as a credit licensee and as a financial services licensee. So if you add all of those three things together, you have a business that is it uses technology as a disruptor. It uses technology to prop up and to stabilize the lending process and the investment process around it, and of course then to handle the compliance around all of those things.
And you don't pool the loans, do you? The investors are investing directly in a First Mortgage.
Yes, this is something called fractional investment. So it's not a collective investment scheme. It's a fractional investment scheme. Every investor has their fractional share of the mortgage.
And what are the returns that people are getting, the investors?
On our platform at the moment, depending on the nature of the deal, every deal is credit risk rated. So depending on the loan-to-value ratio of the deal, depending on the creditworthiness of the borrower, depending on the term, et cetera, each deal is accorded a credit score. On our platform at the moment, returns to investors after all fees range from about 10.5% down to 6.5%.
And do the loan-to-value ratios vary, do they?
They do. They do. They vary dependent—
From what to what?
Well, it's less about what to what and more about the type of loan we're looking at. If you're looking at construction type of properties, one tends not to look at loan-to-value ratios, but more at gross realizable values on an as-if-complete basis, and those would be somewhere between 65 and 70%. If you're looking at residential property in one of the metropolitan areas, in one of the more popular suburbs around there, you may extend 65, 70%. And everywhere else in the middle, on pure construction, you'd maybe only be looking at around 50%.
But it doesn't sound like, do you get up to 80 or 90% as some of the banks do?
We don't really. And I mean, I'd be surprised as to which banks are getting up to 80 or 90% now. We certainly don't look to write loans at 80% LVR. I think we have looked at one where the LVR was 80% on an as-is basis, but it was a development deal. And by the time the deal would have been fully developed, that LVR would have come down to 65%. So we were quite happy with the risk on that one.
So it sounds a bit like you're mostly focusing on development projects and so on. Are you actually lending to first home buyers and so on?
We're really not. We're not in the market to lend to residential buyers, and the reason for that is twofold. Firstly, rates are much, much better for them if they go to the commercial banks or the retail banks. Zaga is not one of those businesses that is looking to compete with the banks on rate at that end of the market. Secondly, we tend to raise short-term money, so it wouldn't be responsible of us to give any promise of a loan to a borrower over 15 or 20 or 30 years, which is the lifespan of a residential mortgage, when we're raising money on a much shorter term basis. Where we do look at resi borrowers is where we bridge them. So it may be that a resi borrower has bought a property and they need 6 months worth of bridging or 12 months worth of bridging and will happily come in there, but not for the common or garden home loan.
So you basically lend to developers?
We lend to businesses. We lend to individuals and to businesses. We can lend for any purpose whatsoever as long as we have a mortgage. Based on our book at the moment, we've lent for corporate purposes. We've lent for management buyouts. We've lent to fund import and export, construction and development, bridging finance, and a whole lot of other loan purposes in between.
So it sounds a bit like you regard yourself as a business lender rather than a property lender.
We regard ourselves as a lender who takes property as security, but we're agnostic as to the purpose of the loan.
And tell us about the investors and how it works. What is there a minimum investment that you can make?
Yes. So we are licensed for wholesale or sophisticated investors. So each of our investors must invest a minimum of $100,000 into a loan. In terms of the law in Australia, if you invest $500,000, then you automatically qualify as sophisticated. As I mentioned earlier, each of our investors, when they sign onto our platform, goes through a risk profile process where they give us an indication of what their risk profile is, what their investment appetite is, and we therefore try and match that with the kind of loans that are on the platform. So we don't simply send every single loan on the platform to every investor. We match a loan with an investor. That said, on the platform, there is a mechanism for an investor to go and look at all the loans. And if they find one there that we haven't sent them for whatever reason, then our algorithm will pick that up and we'll modify the behavior of the algorithm to make sure they get it the next time, but they can continue to invest in that loan. Investors generally get paid a distribution every month, notwithstanding whether the loan is a monthly, quarterly, or annual type of paying loan. Everything is transparent to the investor. The investor knows exactly what interest rate the borrower is paying. They know what interest rate they're receiving. They know what the fees look like in between. So nothing is hidden from either the investor or the borrower.
And what's the average return that the investors are getting? Can you give? I know you gave us a range from, 6.5% to 10%.
Yes, I would say the average return for investors right now, if you just took it on a very, very smooth basis, would be somewhere upwards of 8.5%.
And what sort of coverage are they getting in security? On average, again, I mean, you gave me a range of LVRs, but are they covered as to, 60% on average?
I'd suggest they'd be covered a little bit more than 60%. In addition to the fact that we hold the mortgage on each property, each loan is set up as its own specific loan and is looked at on its own merits. So the credit assessment is quite robust. So it may well be that in every loan, each investor is secured in addition to the mortgage by other kinds of guarantees. There could be corporate guarantees, there could be additional properties, additional securities, all kinds of other mechanisms to make sure that the deal is robust and well set up for the investor.
So 8.5% fully secured is not too bad a return, really.
No, it's a good return. At the end of the day, Alan, we're not suggesting that we're the only game in town or that every investor should take their money out of every other investment they have and put it in ours. But some of the research we did into certainly self-directed investors in Australia, and that's kind of where our market is, suggested to us that those people, and they're mostly self-managed super fund trustees, were either invested on two extremes of the spectrum, either in very conservative, low-yielding investments, alternatively in very aggressive, high-yielding investments. What we've tried to do with Zaga is to create an investment product for an investor that bridges those two, that puts them somewhere in the middle. So you always have to sacrifice a little bit of security and a little bit of stability for yield, but hopefully we're giving them something which gives them a better-than-market yield with a strong base of security underlying it.
How did you come up with the name? Pretty weird.
Why zig when you can zagger? That's how we came up with the name. So
Sick instead of Zagger.
It really was about, you know, banks sending you around in circles, investment managers sending you around in circles. And we thought about it one day and said, well, what do we want to do? We just want to make it plain, clear, simple, transparent. Why zig when you can Zagger?
Right. Who owns the business?
The business is owned by a number of individuals and entities. So our New Zealand counterpart owns the majority share in the business by a small amount. And then it's owned by private investors and co-founders. So I'm one of those. Peter Clare, who was one of the members of the executive leadership team at Westpac and who was CEO of Westpac New Zealand for a time, he's our chairman and he's a shareholder. And then we have some private equity shareholders who I don't think would want to be named in public.
No, fair enough. And how long do you think it'll take to make a profit?
Alan, I know that what I'm about to tell me is going to come and bite me when I tell you this, but as things go right now on an operational basis, we should turn a profit after our first 12 months of operating.
Well, that's pretty good. So it's obviously, is that ahead of plan or a bit better than you expected?
The plan suggested that if we ran the business properly and we did what we had to do, we could probably just do better than break even within the first year. And so I'd say that we're on plan right now.
So what about this marketplace lending business in general in Australia? Do you think, I mean, because as I say, there have been quite a bit going on. Do you think there'll be a shakeout or is there room for everybody?
I think there will be a shakeout, and I think that the shakeout is going to come more from a regulatory point of view than just from a market attrition point of view. If you read the newspapers, you listen to the media today, everyone is full of the commission that's going to be focused on the banking sector. There's no doubt that the regulator has also said that they want to look at the second-tier banks and the non-bank lenders as part of that. All of the marketplace lenders fall into that category. Most of them have been operating for many, many years under the radar of regulators and under the radar of regulation. There's a lot of focus right now of responsible lending. So I think that regulation is going to come to bear on those players, and that's going to make life more difficult. That's one of the reasons why when we got started in this business, we decided that we needed both a credit license and a financial services license in our own name in order to make sure we were fully regulated, but also to be able to take advantage of an opportunity if it came out to be able to host other businesses such as ourselves on our platform who could do similar things to what we were doing but who didn't have the regulatory ability to do so.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there, but it's been fascinating talking to you, Alan. Thanks very much.
Thank you for the opportunity, Alan. Much appreciated.
Not at all. I've been talking to Alan Greenstein, who's the CEO and co-founder of Zagger, which is a marketplace lender.